There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Chipotle, Marco Rubio goes to his fans. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The yin and yang of politics. One in a Scooby-mobile. The other dressed up for church in front of the mics and taking a group photo with his family in Miami. Yep. Hoping to turn his youthful looks and young family into a primo benefit. Senator Marco Rubio is in the race. Hey, everybody. KD hanging with you here on America Tonight. That's a little slice of politics. Waiting in the wings, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. While the 43-year-old Cuban-American really pumped up the crowd in his first speech as a presidential candidate, talking about political dynasties, saying that the election is not just about what laws we're going to pass, it's a generational choice about what kind of country we're going to be. And it's a choice between the haves and the have-nots. Talked about his upbringing, working-class parents. He spoke to his top donors a day after Clinton announced that she was in on the Democratic side and was traveling to Iowa on her first trip as a candidate. Rubio, not jumping in for the Democrats, of course, Republicans, said that to his most generous folks that he feels uniquely qualified to pitch his party as one that will defend the American dream. He's about the dream. It's slipping away for too many families and young Americans with unequal opportunities to succeed. So there is no question we know where he's going. Some people say he reminds them of JFK, of course, a different party. It was a big rally. And interestingly enough, hours before that big fat rally, the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, criticized Rubio as just another establishment Republican with no new ideas. Do you think he is a no new ideas kind of guy, that he's a follower? That's what she said. It's the same tired Republican playbook. You can always throw in your two cents. Of the three that are in, Rubio, Paul, and Cruz, if it were to end right there, who wins the nomination? Of course, it's not going to end right there. I guarantee there's going to be eight Republicans. They're like the dwarfs. There always has to be an equal amount. There's going to be like eight and to one Hillary. So one Hillary versus eight others. And you know a few Democrats have to be part of the pageant on the other side. But, boy, would you really want to when you know it's a losing proposition? I mean, there's no way. There's no way anybody is going to get this nomination over Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side of the aisle. It's not happening. So it is a fruitless proposition for whoever decides to be the sacrificial lambs. What I'm really curious about is whether or not you'll see the vice president jump in. Will we see a Biden in this race? I don't think so. I mean, he kind of hints about that, but why would you do that? I don't know. Why would you do that, knowing that he have no chance? I think when you enter something, it's like entering any kind of race any of us go into. Would you really put your name up for something when you knew you had no shot, no way? I got to say, I wouldn't do it. So it's eight against one, I suppose. By the way, he outlined specific policy proposals on foreign and domestic issues. He says he's got some future presentations that he's going to roll out as his campaign gets underway. He's going back to Washington to join a Senate hearing on a proposed deal with Iran. It's a big thing that we've been talking about, on the nuclear ambitions of Iran. So he's got some challenges, and Bush is the one that's well-funded. I mean, this is the son of one president, brother of another. Could you be more connected? And a former governor of Florida, by the way, who was governor of Florida when Rubio was Speaker of the Florida House. They were actually pretty close. Not so much now when they're running against each other. So if Rubio were to win the nomination and were to become president, he would be the first Hispanic president. So would Senator Cruz if he were to win, if that's the way it went down. Coming up on this show, we're going to chat with David Selig. Some tips, some really great tips, by the way, on what you should be careful of if you're doing that last-minute tax thing, what you can deduct, what you can't deduct kind of deals, funny things that people try to deduct, things for pets. A lot of people claim pets as dependents. Ugh, if only. Your pet might eat you out of house and home, but you still can't claim them as a dependent. There are clear rules on the whole dependent thing. And then some people, and they actually can do this, they can write off vacations. If you go to a seminar on a vacation or you're doing something else, you can write it off. But usually it's for the cost of whatever the event is. And so then if you look at it that way, if you were taking a vacation just because you thought you could write it off and throw in a seminar, you're still not going to get that much back for that. If you're going on vacation, you want to go to a seminar, I suppose it would be, you'd be able to write some of that stuff off. But he's very funny and very good, so you don't want to miss David Selig. He's coming up in our third segment. Plus, mailbag, mailbag, mailbag. Man, everybody was all over Marco Rubio because probably 50% of the emails I received today had to do with Rubio and whether I thought he was going to make a good president. I say this all the time. And I'll say it again on the air. What makes a good president for you? What do you think is the most important quality or qualities, we'll make that plural, that you need to be a leader? The leader of the free world. What is that? I'll tell you one thing it is. You got to have a backbone. And I think the cabinet members are so crucial, the people you delegate to, because you can't do it all no matter what. And the people that you delegate to shape what the administration looks like. And I would say one thing you don't want to do is define what your presidency overall is going to be. We're going to be the most transparent administration in the history of the United States government. That was what the Obama folks said when they came into power. They have not been transparent in any sense of the word. And then they jump back on some of the things that they decide because public opinion doesn't go their way. So I would say, to me, somebody who stands by what they say, even if it sometimes ends up blowing up in their face. So, yes, the American public, I understand you want to see this, but this is what how I view it. This is what's happening. This is what Congress is doing. And here's why I think this works. And this is the research we've done. And this is a passion project for me, so blah, 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 blah. And then no pressure from the outside flips that around. I mean, that's what it is. You're beholden to the people that put you there, and that's the big problem now with the presidency. Can we really have a president who has a strong backbone, one who can make decisions on his own ultimately when he has to, or is it always going to be about rule by committee? And delegate, delegate, which you have to do. But are the people you delegate to really the ones who hold the power? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You can. It's like we're at a campfire, right? And we're wide awake. Woohoo! Everybody has an opinion. So throw another log on the fire. Open up those eyeballs. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Hillary Clinton goes to Chipotle. Big, dark sunglasses. Gets a chicken burrito bowl. So far, she's incognito. Nobody recognizes her until a photographer from a newspaper shows up and decides to take some photos. Otherwise, nobody asked for an autograph, a picture, said hello, gave her a high five, asked for an opinion. They just didn't recognize her in Toledo. Bad news for the beginning of this push to be one of the gang. Eating at Chipotle. Like everybody else, no recognition for Hillary Clinton. Wonder what it's going to be like the rest of the way. Grim, you're up on America Tonight. Hello.
I like your Shagmobile references, you know. I mean, of course, the Shagster, old Bill, he'll only fly on a Learjet. You know, van.
No, he's not in the van. He's just going to meet her in Iowa. He's with George Soros, and he's going to come over in his plane.
Yeah. But, you know, as far as the Republican side, Here's something we can go. I mean, they're fond of bureaucracy. Why don't they just go ahead and incorporate America and then create a board of trustees with Marco Rubio and the rest of the Republicans that are running?
There you go. A board of trustees. I like it.
I mean, the way I'm seeing it, either way we're going, because we got Russia already. You seen the AP, didn't you? Where Russia,
yeah.
Russia's already releasing missiles to Iran.
Yep, that's one of the first things they did today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and didn't I, when I first called you, I said my biggest worry was is they get a hold of some of these, I think it's the SU-33 trucks that has three mid-range missiles and sell them to ISIS. And
yeah.
ISIS get down there in the southern border of Syria, and now Israel's threatened. I mean...
Absolutely. This is what I said all along. You and I were the ones saying this. I said this a long time ago, that the problem with Iran, when people are saying, well, why wouldn't we negotiate? That's stupid. Why wouldn't you want to do that? And it's because of those reasons. Because who could possibly be the idiots that could drop a bomb on us or aim for Israel? Israel knows it. And ISIS, Hamas, who knows, some rogue arm of any of the terrorist groups could easily, they have money, they have tons of money that are being pumped into their organizations. You say ISIS, and that's a good one because they've got a ton of money. Follow the money trail, and that something like that could end up in their palms.
Well, now wait, because you're going to enjoy this. Now, my thought is the Iranian, what is he, the prime minister or president or whatever he is, but the one before him, I kind of look at him like the movie from Die Hard, the guy that says, hey, booby, I do million-dollar deals every day. I can deal with this guy. And I feel like that's what we're being led into because the Ayatollah is the one that runs this whole mess.
Yeah, not the presidents. Not the presidents. That's because they're the presidents. So it's not Ahmadinejad, who I thought was so creepy. He was before Rouhani, who is the guy now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's who I kind of characterized in the, and he couldn't quite bring about the madness. Now they got this smart guy in there, but he's a puppet.
He's a puppet.
Oh,
yeah.
So any deal you do with him is like, you know, doing contract law. You can't do a contract with a drunk because it's void.
I love that. You can't do a contract with a drunk because it's void. You're right, yeah.
And this guy is merely a puppet for the Ayatollah. And the Ayatollah, for the last 40 years, has been putting together these terrorist groups.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
absolutely. Touche. I mean, you're right. And as you said, Russia with the missile deliveries to Iran, I mean, that's oil for goods. You know, that's what they wanted.
And it's also a means to expand because now they become a threat to Eastern Europe, our allies, our NATO allies, and Russia can have the Middle East do its bidding with, you know, nuclear arms.
Right. You know, and the Russians are buying like half billion barrels of Iranian oil a day.
And they can expand, you know.
Yep.
Back into Europe.
Yep.
I mean, I know all about the folded gap because I had to protect it in the Army.
Mm.
You know? And that's the furthest point into, you know, the Russian area. You know, I mean, I tell you, I don't know what these, like I said, might as well just incorporate America because all these politicians, they're more worried about money.
Than safety and security, yeah.
Yeah, they don't, and you're exactly right. We need somebody that can, you know, stand up there that has the balls, even if he does something wrong. Stand behind him when he does something wrong. But, you know, I mean, as long as he's fighting the basic principles, and that's just it. We've got several Republicans, and they all have single principles, and they don't see the whole big picture. You know, I mean, it's a mess.
It is. It's a mess. It's a mess. Absolutely, Grim. It's a mess. That's the problem. Thanks for the call. You can hear it. He's right. He made some good points. Especially, he agrees with me on the Iran thing, and they just prove the point more. Because they've been talking for a year about this bartering, this exchange. So oil for goods. That's what's happened. And Iran is the third biggest buyer, if you can believe it, of Russian wheat. And, of course, Moscow and Tehran have been doing this deal, have been working on this deal for a while. Now, remember, as part of this agreement, Russia's, I'm sure, hoping to gain economically, of course. Why would they do it? And this whole framework thing that was reached, it's between Iran and six world powers. Well, you know Russia's part of that. Because you got Russia, the U.S., France, Britain, Germany, and China. You knew that, right? And this deadline is June 20th to work out the technical agreement where Iran would curb its nuclear program and allow international control in exchange for the lifting of the economic sanctions. Once you lift those sanctions, that's it. Once the sanctions are up, it took so long to get some of them in place. That's it, baby. Game on. Just in case it doesn't work out. Right? That's how it rolls. That's what happens. This is a wild tango here. A very wild tango. And it looks like it's paying off for Russia. Because Russia has supported Iran. Energy-wise, they've had lots of discussions in the past. With that lifted, it's made a big difference because sanctions have cut Iran's oil exports to about 1.1 million barrels a day from 2.5 in 2012. So that'll be a huge boost with that happening. All right, we're talking taxes next. Did you know Leona Helmsley, the queen of mean, the Helmsley Hotel in New York, for example, found guilty of tax fraud back in 92, spent 4 years in prison. 4 years. People forget that. After claiming $2.6 million in phony business expenses. During her trial, a witness testified that Helmsley once said, "We don't pay taxes. Only the little people pay taxes." Ooh. I liked this one. Former Tyco CEO Dennis Kozlowski was indicted for failing to pay New York sales taxes on $13 million worth of paintings for his Manhattan apartment. He's serving a 25-year sentence right now. We know poor Wesley Snipes was indicted on 8 counts of tax fraud back in 2006. They found him guilty. He's out, of course. He was in prison for almost 3 years. He hadn't filed federal income tax returns from 1999 to 2007, he owed the IRS about $20 million in back taxes, and he paid $5 million when he was sentenced. Ugh, brutal. Yeah, they'll find you somehow. They'll find you if you're doing it. Even Joe Francis, remember the crazy Girls Gone Wild creator? In 2007, he was charged with felony tax evasion for filing false corporate tax returns. They accused Francis of filing over $12 million worth of false business expenses to keep from paying taxes. All right, David Selig, he's in our virtual green room. He's up next on ATN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees. Nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-449-4269. 800-449-4269.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
Well, it is tax time, and I know a lot of people wait to the last second or think, I should have thought about that one deduction that I could have used, that thing that I could have written off. And we've been talking about strange write-offs, things that people think they can, I'll say, get away with, and write-offs that kind of, you know, will get your hand slapped a little bit, although everybody fears the three dreaded letters, and I don't know why, because you can always work it out somehow, even if you're super frustrated. So federal tax practitioner David Selig is in our virtual green room. David, this is a busy time of year for anyone with the word tax around their name, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, people are panicking, bouncing off the walls, doing all kinds of irrational things.
I love that. And see, here's the things, like I said, yes, people dread hearing about the IRS, but the bottom line is, you know, not that I'm like trying to defend them, but you can always work it out some way. Like, that's why you can file an extension, all that kind of stuff, is why you can estimate taxes, right?
Absolutely. You can always work it out. As a matter of fact, today we hammered out a deal where one of our clients is only going to serve 24 months in a federal penitentiary. And his whole problem is going away after that, which is wonderful news.
24. Okay, so how bad was it? What did he do? Did he never pay taxes?
Yeah, you know, the overwhelming majority of people don't have to worry about a problem. You know, even if you owe taxes, file your return, then it's only a civil matter, and you can always work that out. You can get into an installment agreement. If you don't have any money whatsoever, you can get placed into uncollectible. There are true options, but it's a good thing to be proactive.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. You can't bury your head in the sand. Okay, so let's talk about tax write-offs that are actually valid but might surprise a few people. Lottery tickets? Can you write off lottery tickets? Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. But keep this in mind, only against your winnings, gambling winnings. So let's say you like to bet on the ponies or you go to the casino or this sort of thing. You can offset dollar for dollar against your losses. So in other words, let's say you won $1,000 on a particular day, but during the course of the year, you lost $900. If you properly claim that, you only have to pay taxes on $100. But here's a word to your listening audience. Don't run around trying to pick up losing lottery tickets that you didn't actually buy, because that frequently falls apart.
I love that. Let's go digging through trash cans. Let's dumpster dive for lottery tickets. Losers, that's
right.
Crazy. Crazy. All right, how about this? Because a lot of people listening to us on America Tonight in the East Coast and the Southeast, pretty much just about anywhere, could claim this storm damage. Can you deduct storm damage losses on your taxes?
Yeah, absolutely. You most certainly can. The first $100 you have to self-insure for. So let's say you had $1,000 of damage. You can deduct $900, but here is the rub. If the insurance company pays you back next year, then you have to treat that money as income, okay, because there is a matching concept. So in other words, the insurance company hasn't paid you yet. You can deduct it. And then if they do pay you this year, then you have to treat that money like income in next year's taxes.
All right, so you have to be just careful about how you do that. That's all.
Sure.
Yeah, just make sure you do it right. All right, this one I was really surprised by, because I think we could all claim it, since I know 90% of this audience, probably more, could do that. Can you really write off vacations because you're stressed from work?
Yeah, but they have to have a business purpose. You know, they say all the glitters isn't gold. So let's say you go to sunny Hawaii, and while you're there, you're going to go to a seminar on productivity or something business-related. By all means, people sometimes get in trouble because they try to write off the expenses of their spouse or their boyfriend or girlfriend or the kids. Those people you have to pay for. But if it's for yourself, the travel to sunny Hawaii, the hotel, all of that stuff is 100% deductible. It's a bona fide business expense, but it has to have a business purpose.
Yeah, you know what? I had that. I went to Maui and I did shows from Maui, so it was a write-off because I was working.
Very cool.
Yep. Some of it was, I mean, not everything I did, of course. I went snorkeling, but things that fit in, for sure, absolutely. And flight and all that kind of stuff was covered. This one,
it goes a long way.
Yeah, it does go a long way. How about this, too, pets? Because, you know, we've got how many people, 100 million people that have dogs.
Stop right there. I want to tell you, every year, people, you know, I'm a dog lover, and our dog, Butchie, is a member of the family. He does everything with us except appear on our tax return. And people do that every year. They put Fluffy down as a dependent, and they get caught eventually. And it's, you know, just that dog won't hunt, if you'll forgive the joke.
Yeah, that dog won't hunt. I love that. So no on the pet. Speaking of that, as dependents, what's kind of the rule of dependents? What if you have a spouse that doesn't work? They're not a dependent, are they?
Yeah, well, you should have a spouse. You know, you can deduct children, even adult children who don't work, in-laws who live with you who don't work. You know, you have to provide more than 51% of their support. Read Publication 501 if you have a small eternity. Very convoluted. It goes on and on and on, but that really speaks to every type of dependent deduction. And, you know, when in doubt, look up the rules first.
Yeah, that's a good idea. But why not spouse? Why can't you do the spouse? I don't understand.
Well, you get a spousal deduction. You're not writing them off as you would a normal dependent.
Mm.
You know, you're either filing married, filing jointly, and so on
right.
and so forth.
Okay, that makes sense. How about if your house, and hopefully not too many people have been victims of this, but if your house is burglarized, can you write that off?
Sure. You know, if you are burglarized or if you're cheated, let's say you buy some, you know, crappy small cap stock, and then you find out the stock never actually existed, you were just swindled, you can write that off. Again, that's a theft. There are certain rules that apply, and if you do recover money after the fact, let's say the Justice Department gets involved and they find the individual who ripped you off or victim restitution funds, then you have to treat that like income. But you can certainly write off theft losses.
Theft. What are some of the, I think this was, you said this, when in doubt, look it up, because there, you could get a little crazy with it, you know, with entertainment. I think you have to be careful. Remember there were the guys in New York who were writing off all the strip clubs?
Well, you know what it is, too? It's right. The salutary benefits of going to these prostitutes.
Right.
It was an amazing benefit, and it made them more productive. And the government said absolutely not. You know what it is? If you are a creative type person, you know, sculpt, paint, write, do something else. Don't fill out tax returns. Go to H&R Block or someone else and have them do it for you. Because it's so easy to become creative on these returns, particularly with these software that shows how much you'll get back.
Mm-hmm.
And if you keep tweaking with the numbers, all of a sudden you're getting back a whopping refunds that you're really not entitled to. Usually when that happens, you get a nasty gram from the IRS within 30 to 60 days saying, you know, hey, that's a no-no. Give us back that money. Too sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, we want it. Come on. Don't try to rip us off. Remember, there was a thing with TurboTax, like you said. They had a problem where people got crazy refunds, and they might have been doing what you're mentioning, where they kept reworking the numbers or whatever it was, and all of a sudden the numbers didn't add up, and somebody went over them, and people that were getting giant amounts back, all of a sudden they found that it wasn't getting it back. Is there, you know, people panic about auditing. Is there a red flag or some red flag that makes you, they look at your return, especially if you're, let's say you're just average middle class. Is there something that would pique them or set them off to the IRS to look at you?
Yeah, unfortunately so. And I don't mean to sound political, but this administration has been very adversarial towards charitable giving.
Mm.
If you give to charity, you are definitely on the skyline. And a lot of people do. They've made the rules so onerous. You know, a lot of people tithe and they give monies to their organizations. Now, if you don't have a letter from the organization acknowledging the gift over $250, IRS, as a matter of fact, just disallows it, which is really unfair because a lot of these organizations depend on the, you know, goodwill of their parishioners and their contributors. And it's had a real chilling effect because once you get audited, it's a very invasive experience. And a lot of people have stopped giving because of that.
Ooh, so there's kind of, maybe it's a rule of thumb. If you have to spread the money around, I guess, if you gave X to X amount. But that seems so silly because you have your favorite charity. And why should you have to
keep
give?
Keep good records and make sure it's really a bona fide charity. You know, if you give to an organization, there's like a lot of really inky roles. You can't know who the actual recipient of your largesse is going to be. If you do, then you don't get the deduction. So you can give to your church or synagogue or organization, but you can't give to your neighbor Joe and deduct it.
Mm, wow. All right, that's good stuff to know. Absolutely. You were terrific. David Selig, federal tax practitioner. You can go to TrueTaxHelp.com and catch up some more things on what David has out there. David, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me. If any of your listeners have any questions or concerns, they can call us anytime they like.
Awesome. Thanks, David. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. The big news, of course, is the fact that Marco Rubio is now officially in the race. Rubio asked earlier today by George Stephanopoulos about running against Jeb Bush, who he had nothing but great things to say about when he was in the House in Florida, including what if they ran against each other. And he says he still admires him, but that doesn't mean that they can't be competitors in a race for the White House. So I want you to hear what Rubio had to say to the crowd in Miami announcing his race for president.
But our country has always been about the future. Yes. And before us now is the opportunity to author the greatest chapter yet in the amazing story of America. But we can't do that by going back to the leaders and ideas of the past. We must change the decisions we are making by changing the people who are making them. And so, that is why tonight, grounded by the lessons of our history, but inspired by the promise of our future, I announce my candidacy for President of the United States.
It Marco Rubio officially in the race that makes three Republicans, and we know that Jeb and so many others also are waiting in the wings to declare, including Rick Perry. Some say Rick Perry for sure is going to do that, so that's at least two others. That would make five, and I think you're going to have Dr. Ben Carson, who will also declare, and then there will be a few other maybe curveballs we might not be aware of. If you had your druthers on the Republican side of things, who would you like to see run that maybe you haven't heard? Of course, Scott Walker will be another one. He's huge as far as how he's polling. So I would imagine that Scott Walker would do pretty well in some of these polls, as he would gain some steam once he makes it official, too. Who would you like to see in the race that we might not see, we might not get to see? Let me throw out that number, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We got Patrick E., who is now new to America. Tonight he takes over the reins for Matt Johnson, as we talked about a little bit. If you didn't hear us in our previous show, Matt, after doing America Tonight for 6 years, has retired from ATN, and Patrick takes over. Patrick, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad. How are you doing?
I think he's there. Already he's quiet and retiring. So there he is.
There I am.
I knew you were there in the wings somewhere. So I have to ask you this question. Do you think, you've seen lots of photos of Hillary Clinton, do you think, even though she had dark glasses on, would you recognize her in a Chipotle?
You know, I think maybe why some people didn't recognize her is you wouldn't expect to see Hillary Clinton walk into a Chipotle in Iowa. And me personally, I don't think I would recognize her right away. I think someone would probably have to tell me.
So there you go. So if you are like many of the people in Toledo were on her way to Iowa, then that fits the pattern, not recognizing her. And really, no one did until the photographer came by, and they still didn't really get, oh, that's Hillary Clinton. So it shows you. I'm gonna say that, Patrick, you're like most Americans, that even though we're so obsessed about politics and we talk about politics, and it seems as though her face has been everywhere, you know, maybe she's not that recognizable when she's dressed down and she doesn't have a whole entourage. Because, of course, if she had a big entourage, she's got some Secret Service guys, but they're blending in, then you would know, okay, maybe that is somebody, maybe that is Hillary Clinton. I can tell you I would, but I've got the playbook on the politicians stamped in my head. So I think I pretty much recognize more than the average Joe, including who's in Congress and who's who, as well as with the cabinet members. But are you excited to be part of America Tonight?
I am. I'm very excited.
Woohoo! Good. We like to hear that for sure. And you'll be a big part of the show, so you'll hear Patrick chime in as we move along throughout the next upcoming weeks here. Thanks, Patrick. One thing that we always seem to talk about a lot on America Tonight, and I just got back from traveling to New York, in fact, flying out of LaGuardia to New York from Dallas and then into LaGuardia and back from LaGuardia. Now they're talking about the problems with the TSA agents. I mentioned this, just briefly brushed on this, the fact that people are claiming that they're missing so many valuables. And they released a hidden camera, revealed that, you know, more airport workers are stealing, and that they got about 30,000 claims of missing valuables between 2010 and 2014. And some of the valuables, we're talking about people, you know, traveling with their iPads, and, you know, other pieces of equipment, cameras and whatnot, that are getting ripped off, iPhones, that kind of thing.
So you wonder why there's not more, I don't know, when you think there would just be more oversight when it came to, you know, when it came to the TSA employees with so many people that crossed through and all the things, the valuables. And this is where I think it really happens, that people are pushed through fast. And it's like, okay, make sure you put in your, here's which, where you've got to put in your stuff. You got to put in your phone and this thing. And you got to make sure you take off your shoes and your coats. And people, even though they know what to expect, they get sort of that bum rush and go through, and they forget maybe the little, you know, the little round thing that they give you. It kind of looks like a hat because it's not even like it's a bowl, but it looks more like a hat bowl or something because it's a little bit deeper. And I think that's what, truly, I think that's what happens. You get so discombobulated that there are things that you forget that you had in a bin unless you have it all together. So I guess the trick is, when you go to the airport, if you have a whatever it is that you're carrying, bags, purses, briefcases, that they have the pockets that you can easily put your stuff in, whether it's your wallet and your keys or anything else that you kind of have in your pocket you have to empty out. So when you come across on the other side, everything's in one bin or just a couple of bins, and you're not, it's not as risky for you to lose what possibly would have fallen on the floor. And I think that's probably the biggest problem and why so many people end up being a casualty on that list of 40,000 different, you know, 30,000 different items that they've found. And with these TSA employees, supposedly now they've gone through much more rigorous training and scrutiny than they have in the past, but not a great feeling when you cross over and realize once it's too late that you forgot something. Well, once you're on that plane, forget it. Because doubtful that you're going to call the airport and find whatever it is that you lost. Once you're missing it. And I saw a woman the other day who was frantic and ran back to the TSA right when I had gone through because she was looking for something and they didn't have it, or said they didn't have it. And it did make me wonder, which doesn't mean that somebody did something with it. It could have slipped or fallen or whatever. But she had that terrible look of panic in her face of, oh, no, I can't believe it. And it was obviously, I didn't know what it was, but it was obviously something that she really, really felt like she needed. And that's a problem. And it's a big problem. So I think that I think what the future holds is that you got to make sure whatever the bag is, even the backpack, sometimes with backpacks they have a lot of those zipper things where you can lock them. I think that's what's going to have to happen. Otherwise, all that loose change, the wallet, the phone, stuff in your pocket, walking through with computers, trying to meet them on the other side when you have a whole bunch of devices is going to be just too tough. Remember, you can always reach the show at americatonight.net, Facebook us, tweet us, all that good stuff. And thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-